Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, author, motivational speaker, and coach. We want you to visit us online. Go online to our website. It is breatheagainmagazine.org. Read inspirational stories of women and men, just like yourself, that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, and now they're ready to share what they've gone through to help that next person, because we all know when we go through, it's not about us. It is for that next person. So check out the website, read stories of encouragement, empowerment. If you know that the story fits someone that you may know in your circle, forward it over to them. Let them know they're not alone, because that's what it's about. There's so many people out here that are suffering in secret. They feel like they're by themselves. They feel like they're the only ones that feel the way that they do. And we want them to know they're not by themselves, you know. God is no respecter of persons. And if he delivered us and he brought us out, he definitely will do it for you as well. So my sister, my brother, hold on, hold on, hold on. Your joy is here. It is here. Follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again. Also connect with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/breatheagainmag/breatheagainmag. And if you have a powerful story, I want to hear from you. I want to interview you. I want to share your story with our listeners, because somebody needs to hear your story. Don't sit on it. Share it so someone else will have some hope, some encouragement, some inspiration. So that's my intros. That's my intros. I love what I do. I'm doing what I love, and I love what I do, and that is connecting people with hope. I'm like kind of the hope connector. So to God be the glory for great things he has done, doing, and going to do in my life. He's so good. My buzzword for this show is excited, because I am just excited to be here. I'm excited to be in the land of the living. I'm excited that God chose me for all the things that he has chose me for. And you should have that attitude too. Be it good, be it bad, it's all for a reason. And he chose you because he knows that you can handle it and you won't sit on it. So to God be the glory. All right, let's see. Let's get some preliminaries out of here. I have some events coming up I want to tell you about. So we have an event coming up. Actually, we're going to talk about the first event today on the show with my buddies, Bishop and Apostle Hunter. They're going to be on the show, and they're going to be talking about the 2013 Ministry Shall Not Destroy My Marriage, Married and Singles Conference, which is coming up this weekend. It is at the Courtyard Marriott in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and they are the pastors of God's Anointed Touch Ministries, powerful men and women of God, and they're going to be on the show to share a little bit about the actual conference coming up, and that, again, is 8th and 9th, so go to gatministries.com right now and register. Go ahead and register, and they have some treats in store for you. Next event that's coming up is on February 23rd. We have the Aspiring Writer's Workshop. So you want to write a book. Now what? That's going to be a workshop that I'll be conducting in Richmond, Virginia, and it's jump-starting your book for 2013. If you're suffering from writer's block, you don't know which way to go, you don't know how to self-publish, you don't know how to market it, I want you to join us, and that is in Richmond, Virginia, in person, February 23rd. Go to NicoleCOnline.com, and you can click on the link, NicoleCOnline.com. Last event is Throw Your Hands Up Conference Showcase Edition. That is in Richmond, Virginia as well on March 9th. That is hosted by Surrounded by Faith Ministries. That's March 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, go to NicoleCOnline.com, NicoleCOnline.com, and all of those events will be posted. Now, today's show, let's see, today's show, I'm excited about this today's show. There you know. There you go. That's my buzzword. Excited, so don't make fun of me. My show today is we're going to be talking about overcoming emotional abuse. You know, my guest today has come a mighty long way, and she is no longer suffering from that, but she did endure that. She did experience that. Her name is Carmen Booker, and she has a story to tell, and she's going to be on the line to share her story. She's also a businesswoman, great woman of God that's doing some good things, some big things in her community, and she is also the founder of Wings of Love Women's Ministry. I'll read a little bit about her bio, but I'll bring her on in just a few seconds. It says, Carmen Booker has been called by God to exhort and teach others the Word of God. She's the founder of Wings of Love Women's Ministry, which is a teaching and evangelist ministry whose vision is to encourage and inspire people to reach higher spiritual heights in their walk with Jesus Christ. So she's going to be on the line to talk about her ministry and her story and her journey. And then the second segment, we're again going to talk to the Hunters, Laquenla Hunter, her husband, E.E. Hunter, about the ministry Shall Not Destroy My Marriage. Now, she is a friend of the show. She's been on the show a few times. She's doing so much in Windsor, Virginia, and God really has his hand on that ministry over there. And I'm just blessed to be connected with them. So to God be the glory. So let's see. Let's go ahead and get the show started. You don't want to hear me. You want to hear them. So let's start this show. I'm going to introduce Carmen Booker. Carmen, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about Carmen Booker? Who are you?
Well, I am a business nonprofit attorney, and I have a consulting firm called CompuPerfect Professional Services. And what we do is we establish corporations and limited liability companies. We also write and review contracts, such as lease agreements, service contracts, buy-sell agreements. We also write business plans and establish nonprofit organizations and provide grant research and writing services and do trademark searches and registrations and patent registrations.
Awesome, awesome. You do a lot, and you're also the founder of a ministry. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, yes. Wings of Love Women's Ministry is really an online forum where women can realize healing and spiritual growth while cultivating mm-hmm. their God-given gifts and ministering in their local churches and in their communities and the world, because there are a lot of women that need healing and restoration because they've been hurt. They've been abused via domestic violence, sexual or emotional abuse.
Yeah.
And the key to overcome that is to recognize who you are in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You are really God's masterpiece, created and uniquely created for his glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's
Amen.
What we do. And excuse me, I have a blog called
okay.
Women Destined for Greatness .wordpress.com, mm-hmm. and I offer a lot of biblically based messages and books to help women overcome this and become victors rather than victims.
Wonderful, wonderful. Kudos for the work that you are doing to glorify Christ, because that's what we are in the business of doing. That's our business, to glorify God. So kudos to you, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Tell me a little bit about your journey. I know you have suffered from emotional abuse. Tell me a little bit about that, because you're not the only one. And, you know, Breathe Again magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. So we want to tell a little bit about what you've gone through and then provide some hope, some action steps to someone that may be dealing with that at this time.
Okay. Well, on that side, I worked for a law firm in Washington, D.C. I won't give the name, but I worked
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And I created a document, and my supervisor changed the document to make it look very bad. And then she reported to the head supervisor and showed her that document. And as a result, I was fired from that job.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sabotaged.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel very good after that. I felt my self-esteem lowered, and
okay.
I really wondered, well, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I tried applying for the jobs, but the job doors were closed. So I prayed and asked God what he would have me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was already working my own business part-time, so I just took a step of faith. I felt that God was leading me to take a step of faith and start working my business full-time. So
I love that, Carmen, that, you know, Atticus, you know, I'm the pain to purpose person. I'm always talking about pain to purpose. And out of your pain and out of that emotional, you know, abuse or sabotage that you went through, you found your purpose. And there's so many people out here that have lost their jobs at the hand of maybe a boss that sabotaged them, maybe a boss that betrayed them or set them up, similar to yourself. So what do you tell somebody that's in it? They may not have lost their job right now, but they may be going through that, and they may be going through panic and anxiety, and they don't know what they're going to do because they feel like they're going to lose their job, but they're miserable and stressed out at the job.
Well, what I would suggest that they do is to pray to God and seek direction from God, because only God's plan for your life is the best one that you can do and fulfill, because if you don't fulfill what your God-given purpose, then you're going to be frustrated. You're going to experience unfulfillment, and you may even become depressed. So the key to that is to pray and get direction from God and do what God's leading you to do. A lot of people pray to God, and then God may reveal to them what he wants them to do, but they don't act on it. So, again, they continue to suffer. They begin to continue to suffer as a result of disobedience. So the key is to do what God is leading you to do. And have faith in God and continue to trust God, because God will never fail you. Men will. And
women,
God will not ever fail you.
That's right. Never, ever, ever. Man may close the doors, but God will never close the door. You know, sometimes I pray that he releases the padlock from the door. When I'm in my secret prayer, I will pray, Lord, release the padlocks. Unlock the padlocks that have been locked up. So, Carmen, you are also an author. So tell me a little bit about the books that you write. Did you always know you were going to be a writer, and why do you write these types of books?
Okay, well, no, I didn't always know I was a writer.
And okay.
I'll tell you how I started. I was a sophomore in college back in 1982, and I was bored one fall day, and I began to look outside at nature and was inspired to write a poem. And my first poem was called Fall Is Here. So ever since that time, I've been writing. And initially, my writing was not spiritually, biblically based, because I wasn't saved at that time. But in 1990, there was a transition in my writing because I became saved. And so a lot of my writing now is biblically based and has biblical principles. And I write these books to help other people. And specifically, I've written a number of books. One is called You Are God's Masterpiece. And that book is designed to help women realize that they are indeed God's masterpiece, uniquely and divinely created for the glory of God. Because I truly believe that once a woman discovers and acknowledges and accepts how God sees her and believes and acts upon that, then nothing can stop the woman.
Nothing can stop the woman.
That's right. That's right. Nothing can stop the woman, because she knows who she is in Christ Jesus. She's not accepting what man may call her or say who she is, but who God says she is. And that's
amen. Yeah, that is the key, to know who you are and know whose you are, because once you know whose you are, you really can knock down doors and leap over mountains in the spirit, because it doesn't matter how many no's you get, and it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter if they say you're not qualified. You know, I just wrote a blog post about not being qualified and feeling as though you're not worthy to do to fulfill the gifts and the calling that God has laid before you, but you can't be worried about that and worrying about the eyeballs that are watching you, because, you know, in Jeremiah 1:8, he said, don't look at their faces. You remember Jeremiah said, I'm but a child. I can't do this. Sort of like he said, I'm scared. I'm scared. I can't do this. So the same with that, on the same note that you were just talking about, we can't worry about all of that. We just got to do what God has called us to do.
Exactly. And know that you're always valuable to God. See, a lot of people try to find acceptance through people. But that's the wrong avenue, because God has already accepted you and loves you, and nothing can separate you from God's love.
Yes, yes, yes. So true, so true.
God.
Yeah, that's so true. Tell us a little bit about how the listeners can reach you, what services you do offer, because you also are a Friends Network member, and I appreciate you for being a Friends Network member and supporting Breathe Again. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Well, tell the audience how they can reach you and what services you do offer.
Okay, the audience can reach me by calling 301-408-1082, and they can also reach me by emailing me at info@compuperfect.net. That's info@compuperfect.net. And I am a business nonprofit attorney, and I establish corporations, limited liability companies. We also write and review contracts of any kind. We also do trademark searches and registrations and patent registrations and provide grant research and writing services. And the people can also visit my other website, my nonprofit, which is www.howtostartanonprofitorg.com. And I also have a business site, www.successinbusiness101.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, that has been our time. Any last words, any words of encouragement you want to provide to someone that may feel like they're stuck right now? They may feel like they're on a dead-end job, or they are not fulfilling the purpose that God has called them to fulfill, and maybe they have some dreams and some hopes on the inside of them. I want you to take some time, maybe a minute or so, and minister to them and encourage them. They may be stuck right now.
Okay, well, I truly believe that the way to become unstuck is to write your vision, your dreams and visions down on paper, because the Word of God says to write the vision and make it plain. Because once you write your vision and mission down, then you can begin to establish goals to fulfill those dreams and visions. And as a matter of fact, for example, if someone wants to start a business, I have a book called Biblical Entrepreneurship. That discusses the seven steps for operating your business God's way. And the first step in that book is to obtain the vision from God. And then once you obtain the vision from God, it explains how to implement the vision that he's given you and how to establish a business plan, which is really an action plan, and how to market your business. And so if people can go to my business website, the www.successinbusiness101.com, they'll see that in the other e-books that I offer. So with that, I release encouragement to all the listeners and know that God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And continue to seek the Lord and obey what God is telling you to do, and you'll never fail, because I truly believe that success is guaranteed if you obey God.
Amen, amen. Good words of encouragement. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, my sister, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. All right, listeners, we are going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we are going to be talking to LaQuinla Hunter, Apostle LaQuinla Hunter, all about the 2013 Ministry Shall Not Destroy My Marriage and Singles Conference. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is, no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women, with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today, www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I so appreciate you very much. I appreciate you, appreciate you. All right, up next, we are talking to Apostle LaQuinla Hunter. She is one of the pastors of God's Anointed Touch Ministries in Windsor, Virginia, and she's on the line today. She's a friend of the show. She's a Friends Network member. I just love this woman of God. She has such a beautiful spirit. She don't play now, but she has a beautiful spirit in God. and she is on a mission for marriages. She is uplifting and trying to restore all through the Word of God marriages. So I'm going to bring her on the line so she can talk about the conference. LaQuinla, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Nicole. Excited to be on your show again.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I'm excited, and I'm so honored to have you. You're doing some big things, and God's really has his hands on God's Anointed Touch Ministries out there in Windsor, Virginia. I'm just going to say you're worldwide because you are all over the place, and I'm just really blessed to be connected with GAD.
We feel the same way about you. To God be all the glory. He is faithful. This is definitely the hour to advance the kingdom.
Amen, amen. Well, let's talk about the actual conference that you have coming up. 2013, Ministry Shall Not Destroy My Marriage, Married and Singles Conference. Are you excited about it?
We are excited. Actually, Friday night, we'll be launching our first broadcast on it because it will be aired on TV. And every first Sunday and every first Saturday of the month, every Saturday of each month, we'll be
awesome.
Cutting a show dealing with marriage.
Awesome, awesome. And where can the actual listeners view that?
Actually, you can go to TideTV.com, and in about 2 weeks, you'll be able to go to GATMinistries.com, be able to click right on Tide TV and see the show live, which brings wholesome Christian entertainment that is saving souls and also helping families, marriages, and any type of problems you may have. That particular network is geared to helping it enhance your life.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about GAT Ministries, God's Anointed Touch Ministries?
We are a ministry that's centered around power, passion, and people. Our drive is to win souls. Our drive is to live spirit-fed lives that will compel men to come to Christ. We believe in being balanced spiritually and being balanced naturally.
Amen, amen. Let's talk about the actual conference that we have. You have, I'm saying we, because I'm participating in it. But let's talk about how this originated. Ministry Shall Not Destroy My Marriage is a book that you and your husband wrote. Tell us a little bit about the book.
The book deals with the original intent of marriage and how to be effective in your marriage as well as your ministry, and not allow either one of them to be neglected. We had so many friends that were in ministry who were going through challenges, and they had no one that they could really confide in or talk to and not be judged. It was like a taboo in the church. So people were suffering silently, and God began to deal with me and my husband about writing about the issues, not only writing about them, but putting a conference together that would empower marriages. Because when you have healthy marriages, you have healthy ministries, healthy families, and healthy communities.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can the listeners purchase your book?
You can go to GATMinistries.com, click on the bookstore and order there. You can go to Walmart.com, BarnesandNobles.com, or Amazon.com.
I didn't know it was at Walmart. Congratulations.
Yes.
Amen, amen. It's good to be connected. Praise Jesus. tell us a little bit about the conference. What can we expect from the conference?
We're looking forward to a powerful weekend with workshops, couple building skills, group interaction, powerful worship, teaching, and preaching. For the singles, they will have tools and strategies, how to walk a purposeful life, also how to be able to wait until that mate comes along.
Very good, very good. And this is what year for you?
This will be our third conference.
third conference.
Yes.
And what has the feedback been from the previous years?
Marriages have been restored,
awesome.
Renewed. A lot of couples are returning because it was just so educational, informative. Also, they saw it as a mini retreat. We're located right on the oceanfront. All the rooms are oceanfront rooms. Then people saw it as good fellowship to connect with other married couples. So the feedback has been wonderful. Our speakers this year, we are elated. We have Dr. Arnold Harrell and Mrs. Harrell that are the founders of Mass Rock, and they're going to be dealing with becoming master communicators. We have yourself and your husband, which we're excited about, navigating through difficult times. We have Pastor Teresa Denby, who's going to be dealing with what do I do while I'm waiting and how to keep them out my bed. So we're going to have a good time.
Oof. Jesus, all right now. And it's going to be real, it's going to be raw, and it's going to be relevant. And I think one of the things that people will appreciate, it's going to be a no judgment zone. People can come with their issues.
Yes.
People can come and just be free. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. And what the Lord told us is our mission is this: you won't leave from there perfect, but you will leave there with purpose.
That's good. Real good. Real good. And talk to me about the registration and how they can register.
They can, again, go to gatministries.com and register right on our website, or they can call 1-866-922-GATM, which is a toll-free number. Again, they can go to gatministries.com or call 1-866-922-GATM. And matter of fact, if we're going to show today, if any the first four that call us, we're going to show it into them free.
Amen. First four that call. Now, you heard that, listeners. The first four people that call that number, she is going to, her and her husband, Gap Ministries, is going to sow that into your lives. She is that dedicated to the rebuilding of marriages and making sure that the foundations are correct in Christ. So what's that number again, Apostle?
That number is 1-866-922-GATM.
GATM.
Or they can hit us up on Facebook at No Gap Marriage on Facebook.
Okay, okay. And then you've added another component. You have praise and worship going on. Tell us a little bit about who that praise and worship leader that is going to be there.
We are excited about Al Rizzo Albright, who is a worshiper at heart, and he is just going to take us to the throne room because we believe that the atmosphere needs to be set. He is also has a beautiful wife. He knows about marriage and ministry, and so we're going to usher in the presence of the Lord, have some good preaching, some teaching, some interaction, some Q&A, because sometimes it's just not people talking at you. You want to get your questions out, so we're excited about our musical guest. He was actually the winner of 2012's HP Virginia Gospel Showcase. He won $1,000 marketing package, and so we're excited about his future and his career. He is a real Levite, a real ministerial person to usher in the presence of God for this hour. So God has strategically placed everybody who he wants here so that his presence can be glorified and people can be renewed and empowered.
Amen, amen. Any last words? Why are you on a mission to restore marriages and make sure marriages are fruitful?
When you look at Scripture in the New Testament, God loves covenant and his church so much that he compares it to a husband and a wife. He says that he is the groom and we're his bride. If God takes covenant that serious, then we must take covenant that serious. And when we take covenant serious and we live out our marriage in a way that it displays God, it brings about a healthy world. And right now our world needs a healing.
Amen, amen, amen. I want you to also talk to that couple right now that may have gone through some things, and they feel like they're not worthy to come before you, because a lot of times people will look at pastors and leaders and apostles and feel as though they're not worthy because they've made some mistakes or they've made some errors, but they're trying to rebuild their marriage. Talk to them right now. Let them know that this is a no-judgment zone. There's nobody worried about what you have done. Today is a new day.
Yes. God is a God of order. He's a God of forgiveness, and he's a God of mercy. And because we are his people, we operate in the same way. He, without sin, cast the first stone. We all have issues. We all have situations. But it's when we come together and we talk about our issues, and what you'll find out that you're not alone. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to isolate you. He wants you to think that you're all by yourself and that you're all alone. But whenever you have a marriage and a ministry that God has purpose, the enemy will wage war. But at this conference, you can come and find peace of mind, people who will connect with you, pray with you, empower with you, be transparent with you, that we'll all leave set free. Not perfect, but we'll leave with purpose.
Amen, amen. Enough said. All right, let's get that that website address one last time, Apostle.
Yes, that website is GATministries.com. Again, GATministries.com. Nicole, we love you. We're excited about having you. We thank you for what you're doing for the community, and we thank you for what you're doing to empower other ministries. You are a blessing to the body.
Amen. God bless you. And thank you so much for having thank you for having me, and thank you for being a guest on the show today. And I will see you tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it. Marriage Rocks. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. All right, listeners, that has been our show. What a powerful show. I'm excited about the marriage conference that's coming up on Saturday. We're going to have a good time on Saturday. I'd just like to thank Apostle Hunter for being on the show today. Thank Carmen Booker for being on the show today. And I thank God for allowing me to be here to do this one more time. So to God be the glory for great things he has done, doing, and going to do. And remember, I never, ever say goodbye. I always say, until next time, God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.